Some call it science, some call it magic. I call it radio.
I thought you said cult science.
Some call it cult science.
I was like, wow, what's that?
88.5, the SoCal Sound. Welcome to Friday on a Friday.
Woo!
Music sounds better on a Friday, yeah, everybody. Does. Welcome to the weekend. Julie Slater here.
Jason Friday.
We also got Dave in the house.
Davey!
Dave won the bid to auction to come in here and hang out with us. And is having a fantastic time. Am I right?
Whoopee.
I did want to explain. Okay, what you just heard. So Matt Berninger from The National played the Palace in May, and we were at that show. We might have skedoodled before we got to it. He covered Kid A
right
at the show. So I played a clip of that going into Radiohead's Kid A. And I just, if I feel like it's magic.
It is magic. I mean, sure, we skedoodled, but by the way, we went to a show pre-Matt's show.
We did go to a couple of shows that
yeah,
night.
Yeah.
That is the truth.
Yeah.
Okay, so we, Dave is in here, and he is going to, you know, play some tracks for us.
Yeah.
And you picked this particular song from Joni Mitchell. Do you want to explain? Please tell us. Tell us what's going on, Dave.
Well, I adore Joni Mitchell. Her two shows at the Greek at the Hollywood Bowl last summer were the best shows of the year.
And you go to a lot of shows.
Anyway, I picked this song because I think it isn't really dated. It could, if it came out now, it would seem.
Yeah.
Contemporary, because she's using synthesizers, and she's sampling the drummers of, can't remember offhand. Anyway, an African drum group.
Nice.
All right, let's get into it. Some Joni Mitchell. It is The Jungle Line. It's Friday on a Friday, 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Thank you. huts, through Harlem, through jails and gospel pews, through the class on Park and the trash on Vine, through Europe and the deep, deep heart of Dixie Blue, through savage progress cuts, through jungle. In a low-cut blouse, she brings the beer. Rousseau paints a jungle flower behind her ear. Those cannibals of shuck and jive, they'll eat a working girl like her alive. With his hard-edged eyes and his steady hand, he paints the cellar full of ferns and orchid vines, and he hangs a moon above a five-piece band. He hangs it up above the jungle line. The jungle line, the jungle line, screaming in a ritual of sound and time. Floating, drifting on the air-conditioned wind, and drooling for a taste of something smuggled in. Pretty women funnel through valves and smoke, coy and bitchy, wild and fine, and charging elephants and chanting slaving goats, charging, chanting down the jungle line. There's a poppy wreath on a soldier's tomb. There's a poppy snake in the dressing room. Poppy poison, poppy tourniquet. It slithers away on brass like mouthpiece bit. And metal skin and ivory birds go steaming up to Rousseau's vines. They go steaming up to Brooklyn Bridge. Steaming, steaming, steaming up the jungle line.
Shamika said I had potential. Shamika said I had potential. Shamika said I had potential. I used to march down the windy, windy sidewalk, slapping my leg with the riding crop, thinking it made me come off so tough. I didn't smile because a smile always seemed rehearsed. I wasn't afraid of the bullies, and that just made the bullies worse. In class, I'd pass the time, drawing a slash for every time the second hand went by. A group of five done 12 times was a minute, but Shamika said I had potential. Shamika said I had potential.
Shamika said I had potential. Shamika said I had potential.
Working Gloria in excelsis Deo. That's my bird and my tree. My dog and my man and my music is my holy trinity. Working Gloria in excelsis Deo. That's my bird and my tree. My dog and my man and my music is my holy trinity. Tony told me he described me as pissed off, funny and warm. Sebastian said I'm a good man and a storm. Back then I didn't know what potential meant. Shamika wasn't gentle and she wasn't my friend, but she got through to me and I'll never see her again. She got through to me and I'll never see her again. I'm pissed off, funny and warm. I'm a good man in the storm, and when the fall is torrential, I'll recall. Shamika said I had potential. 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 Tony told me he described me as pissed off, funny and warm. Sebastian said I'm a good man in a storm. Back then I didn't know what potential meant, but Shamika wasn't gentle and she wasn't my friend. But she got through me and I'll never see her again. Off funny and warm. I'm a good man in a storm, and when the fall is torrential, I'll recall. Shamika said I had potential. 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 Shamika said I had potential.
Fiona Apple, Shamika. Fetch the Bolt Cutters.
Oh, my
great
God.
Great album title.
It's so good.
I always like to give an update on, we do have a plant named Shamika.
We
and,
do.
Doing great, growing strong, very tall. We had to put her outside, very tall.
Enormous,
good.
way tall.
I feel
tall.
Like we're Barry Funkhauser doing a garden report. I don't know if he still does garden reports on Saturday nights.
Oh, yeah.
He's our Saturday night DJ. Yeah. Barry Funkhauser, that's right. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
This is Friday on a Friday, inching our way into this beautiful, glorious weekend.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm ready for it.
Come on, John, are you kidding me?
I'm Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
And we've got Dave here. Dave's in the house.
Dave!
Our last pledge drive, Dave, a bid on this auction that we had to sit in, and you're the lucky winner. You won.
You won, man.
You get to choose another song. So we've got some Joe Henry lined up. Want to tell us about your selection?
I saw Joe Henry opening up for Emmy Lou Harris at the John Anson Ford many years ago, and I had never heard of him, but I was just amazed. I thought, I think this is the album that was out at the time. It's called Fuse, and this is an album that I could put on and play over and over and over again. It kind of reminds me a little of Tom Waits in parts, but... this is a song that Daniel Lanois produced.
It's called Want Too Much. Let's get into Joe Henry. It's Friday on a Friday, 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
I want too much when I want you. When I hope I won't, I want too much. When you try to save yourself, And I hope you don't, I want too much. In dreams I fly above the barn with goats and violins, I want too much. The palest girl raises her arm, waving from the fence, I want too much.
I catch the paper boy, but things don't really change. I'm standing in the wind, but I never wave bye-bye. But I try. There's no sign of life. It's just the power to charm. I'm lying in the rain, but I never wave bye-bye. But I try, I try. Never gonna fall for
water love.
Walks beside me,
water love.
Walks on by me,
water love.
Gets me to the church on time.
of David Bowie. I love when an artist takes a song and really goes for it and doesn't just sing the song as it is.
And actually covers it? Yeah.
Yeah. There's so many people, like huge bands cover songs, and it's the same song.
I know. I'm like, it's so you're tributing it.
Yeah. You're just doing a little karaoke.
Yeah.
That is Leah Delaria, Modern Love, a choice from Dave. Dave is our auction winner from our last pledge drive who got to sit in on Friday and a Friday. Is this like the biggest dream come true for you? I mean, you've been to like 10,000 shows. You've met some big rock stars, but you're hanging with me and Jason.
You're hanging with some heavy hitters, man.
It's pretty, I can see you're almost crying.
It's not quite the pinnacle, but it's close.
It's very close. Okay. It's very close, right?
I'll take the closeness.
You were saying you've seen this artist play, did they play the Ace Hotel and played this whole album? What's the album? The House of David?
It's called The House of David. It's an album of all Bowie covers. And after Bowie died, I was looking on Amazon, looking for other recordings of Bowie songs. And I saw this, and the cover was striking. So, I used one for $5-something. I'll order it. And I just fell in love
with
it.
Yeah, that's great.
It's incredible. Yeah, that cover is so unique, but so simple, but explosively cool. I dig it.
It is Friday on a Friday. Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour, and
yes,
we cruise you into the weekend. So we always, I do an 88.5 album dive, and we wrapped up the one with Mount Joy this week. So we'd like to tease, a little teaser on the album we're going to dig into next week. Let's see if you guys can guess. Don't say it out loud.
Okay.
It is a band that's been around for over 30 years. There is a strong female lead.
I know who it is.
Anyway, we're going to tease with a brand new song from this band coming up next as we get back to the music.
Faster.
The man who defied the odds is back. And he's more resilient than ever. The Matt Pinfield Show. Weekdays at 4 p.m. on the SoCal Sound.
Support for the SoCal Sound comes from Washington, D.C.'s Oh He Dead, bringing their own blend of soul, funk, and indie rock to the Troubadour on June 14th. Known for their electric live show and lead singer C.J. Johnson's iconic voice. More info and tickets at troubadour.com.
Support comes from the Skirball Cultural Center, presenting an outdoor screening of Black Panther, Friday, June 13th. As a complement to the exhibition Jack Kirby, Heroes and Humanity, moviegoers can view Kirby and Stan Lee's World of Wakanda under the stars in the Skirball's Hillside Courtyard. Food, drinks, and access to the galleries will also be available. An outdoor screening of Black Panther. More info at skirball.org.
Support for the SoCal Sound comes from Subaru of Glendale as you gear up for your summer escapes. From daily drives to weekend adventures, Subaru delivers all-terrain capability, Subaru safety, and technology to keep you moving with confidence. Subaru of Glendale is on Brand Boulevard just off the 5 and 134 freeways. More at SubaruofGlendale.com. That's SubaruofGlendale.com.
This is a public service announcement from the Resource Conservation District of the Santa Monica Mountains, providing trained evaluators who come to your house to conduct wildfire home evaluations and provide recommendations to harden your home and landscape to reduce wildfire risk. More information on this community service, which is open to all, is at 818-514-4583. That's 818-514-4583.
You can hear the weekend knocking.
Friday on a Friday with Julie Slater and Jason Friday
on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
That amazing? You want to know who did that amazing edit of that song? That would be me, Julie Slater, available for your editing projects. So Shirley Manson, that's garbage, by the way. Shirley Manson curses a lot in a couple of the songs on the record. Obviously, I had to edit that out.
As she should.
The new album is Let All That We Imagine Be the Light. And it's pretty enjoyable. We're going to get into that album all next week. So hear new garbage. All next week, our 88.5 album dive, each weekday just after 12 noon. I'm Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
We're just hanging with Dave. Dave's
What's up,
here.
Dave?
Rob came up with the idea of Dave on a Friday.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
a new
good.
Program. Here we are. So Dave is a crazy music lover. He bid on this auction to sit in with us and is having the best time of, I think he said it was like the second best time of his life.
Yeah.
He has a whole list of all these shows he's going to see. Big Thief happens to be on there. Did you know that Big Thief just came out with a brand new song?
No.
Brand new, just came out this week. The new album is coming out in September, and it appears that we're going to be going to the show at the Hollywood Bowl September 27th. So is Dave.
Yo.
We're all going to go. Let's get into the new song, guys. It's called Incomprehensible. New music from Big Thief. Music sounds better on
Friday.
It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Stereo and swimming in the lake, old woman bay. the letters and the photographs. In 2 days it's my birthday and I'll be 33. That doesn't really matter next to eternity. But I like a double number and I like an odd one too. And everything I see from now on will be something new. Spirals don't get saggy, don't get gray, but the soft and lovely silvers are now falling on my shoulder. My mother and my grandma, my great grandmother too, nickel like the river, sweet and like the dew, and as silver as the rainbow scales that shimmer purple blue. How can beauty that is living be anything but true? So let gravity be my sculptor, let the wind do my hair, let me dance in front of people without a care. Let me be naked alone with nobody there, with mismatched socks and shoes and stuff stuffed in my underwear.
No, 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 no. wake up and watch my fever growing alone. Something in my liberty. It's just a change in me. Something in my liberty. It's just a change in me. Something in my liberty.
Verve. Lucky man. Wow, I have my headphones very loud. 88.5.
That's so good.
That's Friday on a Friday. Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
We got Dave riding shotgun.
That's right.
Dave is a listener and supporter of the station who's sitting in on the show. So Jason and I went to see Finn Wolfhard play the Lodge Room. First of all, the Lodge Room is gorgeous, and I feel like it had been a minute since we've been there. It's one of my favorite venues. It's nice
so
and intimate.
Yep.
Finn Wolfhard is an actor who's in Stranger Things, which, by the way, season 5, final season, just got announced. They're going to drop, I think, 5 episodes, 4 or 5, the day before Thanksgiving, that Wednesday, and then they're going to drop more on Christmas, and then the finals episode on New Year's Eve. But anyway, Finn has been in bands, and he's got a solo record that just came out today called Happy Birthday. So we saw Finn play. It was a really good show, and we really loved. He's playing with Jep, who's from Lunar Vacation, and we got to chat with her. She played, what did you say? She played guitar or
mainly
bass,
but also got on guitar, yeah.
So then we were like, wow, you're in another band. I think I actually have played Lunar Vacation, but I thought we'd play some Lunar Vacation right now.
Sweet.
It's not sweet. It's actually sick.
Sick.
This song is called Sick. Lunar Vacation 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Sick again, luxury apartments popping anywhere beside them. Comedy is perfect when it's ugly. I'm sick again, sick again. Demolition looming, Manhattan and its imminent destruction. The earth is finally taking back her children. I'm sick again. Sick again.
was Finn Wolfhard. The song is Choose the Letter. The new record is Happy Birthday. Just came out today. So not only is Finn Wolfhard an actor in Stranger Things, apparently, I guess he's also in a new Ghostbusters film, but he co-wrote, co-directed, and produced a horror comedy called Hell of a Summer. So it's a triple threat, I believe. He's also been in bands, the Aubreys, and also Calpurnia. And by the way, he's 22 years old. We saw him at the Lodge Room last night, and he's like, yeah, I haven't toured in 7 years. We're like, when you were 15?
Yeah.
Like, what in the heaven's sake? He was great, though. I really, really enjoyed that show.
Yeah.
He's playing tonight at the Masonic Lodge at Hollywood Forever as well, so another show tonight.
And such a cool guy, too. Really, it was really
nice.
Yeah,
we got to meet him. We didn't even take selfies. We just stayed in the present moment.
I know.
Didn't post a picture of us with him on socials.
Sometimes it's nicer to just, like you said, be in the present and just enjoy. Just enjoy another human being.
This is Friday on a Friday. We have one more song to go.
Oh.
Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour.
Yep.
He came in a little early today. We have a special guest, Dave.
Dave
has been sitting in. He was an auction winner. They say auction winner, but it's kind of whoever bids the highest gets it. Do you win it?
I guess.
Or you bidded it. You were the auction bidder. And you won, so I hope that we have fulfilled your lifelong dream of sitting in on Friday on a Friday.
I will be able to die happy tomorrow.
Okay, don't die
all right.
Yet.
All right. Well, I was going to say something funny, but we'll just leave it at that. I think you nailed it.
Yeah.
That's Chef's Kiss ending for this program.
Yep.
He has a whole list of all these shows he's going to the rest of the year, so we'll see you at Big Thief. We might see you at Mount Joy at Santa Barbara Bowl, but I think they're also going to play an L.A. thing. We're considering My Morning Jacket at the Santa Barbara Bowl. That is a great place to see bands. I haven't been there in a really long time. I remember seeing Tom York play there solo, not with Radiohead.
Of course.
All right, so you guys take it easy. Take some time for yourself this weekend. We have a pretty chill weekend ahead, and I'm very excited about it. Got some big plans, Dave? What's happening this weekend?
This is kind of a quiet one.
Well, you're going to have such a high when you leave right now, you're going to have to come down. It could take a couple days.
Yeah.
Actually, I have a doctor's appointment at 3.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Dave, for popping in and hanging out with Friday on a Friday. We love coming in here. We are member-supported. Be like Dave.
Yes.
And be a supporter. He really put up the bucks to say, I love what you guys do. Public radio matters. Keep public media alive. Now more than ever, we need your support. You can go to thesocalsound.org. Jace,
yep.
Thanks for coming in.
You got it.
Dave, we'll see you soon at a show. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Until next time,
my pretties.
Looking out a dirty old window. Outside, the cars in the city go rushing by. I sit here alone.